Let's have a quick break to talk about those wonderful people at Happy Mammoth. You'll have heard me talking previously about Hormone Harmony, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels. With over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide, and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Well, now you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating or gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer. It helps support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and help stabilize mood swings. Because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results, so you can feel like yourself again. A friend of mine was struggling with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and since adding prebiotic collagen protein, she's noticed a real lift in her energy and overall well-being. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today. Today's episode of The Dark Paranormal is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Companies and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to this week's Dark Minisode. First and foremost, as ever, a huge thank you to everyone who's provided feedback about the start of this current season, and genuinely, it's the largest amount of feedback we've received regarding a season ever by this point. So it seems that all of your suggestions that we implemented are working for the better. And that's why this is and always will be your show. So keep those comments and feedback coming in. As always, if you wish to become one of our Patreon team, the link is in the show notes. It's the best paranormal community online, in my opinion. And yes, I am biased, but I'm also someone who's been on the online forums of the paranormal community for about 20 years, and I can hand on heart say it's one of the most, if not the most, supportive place for people of our mindset out there. And of course, we give a free week trial of Patreon at our highest tier, so you can check out episodes like Dark Bites, which goes out every week to our Patreons, even on the downtime between seasons, and you can check out the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites, which is now coming in at over 155 hours of experiences only heard by Patreons. So check that out in the show notes below. But for this week's Dark Minisode, we have a tale that literally sent a shiver down my spine when I finished reading it. It comes to us from a gentleman from London who is, well, you will see is rather to the point in how he speaks, how he converses. We've changed nothing about his submission because we wanted you to experience what we as a small team experienced when we passed around this email. Because believe me, we talked about this for a good week after reading it. So please make yourself comfortable as we listen to this week's Dark Minisode. Its name was Olin. I'll get straight to it. My name's John, but that's not important. I'm 58 now. I've been an electrician most of my life, based in South London. Semi-retired these days. More advisory work than getting my hands dirty. I heard your podcast a few months back and it had me thinking about something that happened when I was around 14, maybe 15 years old. This was in the early 80s. I've never told many people about this, and I don't expect to be believed, nor do I care. I know what took place. I grew up on the Ferrier Estate. If you know South London, you'll know that wasn't a nice area back then. It's since been knocked down, rebuilt, but in the 80s, it was rough as anything. Tower blocks, walkways, gangs, the lot. But when you're a kid, that's just normal, innit? That's just where you live. Anyway, me and my mates, and there were usually six of us, we needed somewhere to go. We couldn't hang around at home all the time, parents would be working, or they'd just want us out under their feet. The youth club was all right, but you couldn't smoke in there. You couldn't do what you wanted. So we found this block of flats that had been condemned. It was waiting to be done up or knocked down or whatever. It was a ground floor flat, the back corner one. The door had already been kicked in and we just made it ours. Our base, we called it. Stupid, but that's what we called it. It was a crap hole, obviously. Damp up the walls, broken windows, floorboards missing in places. But it was ours. We'd bring candles. Sometimes we'd get a camping stove from someone. We'd sit around, talking crap, smoking fags that we'd nicked from the corner shop. Just teenage lads being teenage lads. Then one of the lads, Gary this was, his older brother had managed to get hold of the book The Exorcist. I think, but I'm not sure, at this point the film was banned. That's what we told ourselves anyway, from what I can recall. So the book was like hotcakes, and we all heard of plenty of people who wouldn't even allow the book to go into their home if someone bought it. But Gary's brother had it, and Gary had read it. One night he turns up and he is going on and on about it, proper wound up, saying that we should all try a Ouija board. Most of us thought he was talking crap, but he kept going on about it. So eventually we just said, okay, we'll have a go. The next night, Gary turned up with a piece of cardboard, a marker, and a glass. It was late autumn time, so it was already dark. That's why we were using candles there already. But when Gary started writing out the letters on the piece of cardboard, I felt a little bit weird. Things just didn't seem right. Especially as I started to notice everyone's shadow for the first time in a strange way, although I'd obviously seen them every night prior. Looking back, it was a weird kind of setup that night. Gary was writing away on the board. Other lads were just talking amongst themselves, kind of ignoring Gary. And I was kind of taking it all in, these two separate things taking place. I don't think anyone there knew what was going to take place, and if they did, we would have got out of there immediately. So, Gary sits the board down on an upturned bucket. We're all on our knees with our fingers on this glass. And there's five of us doing it because one lad, Ian, decides he's not going to. And we're all basically taking the mickey, asking stupid questions. Is Gary's mum a goer? Stuff like that. Nothing happened and the glass didn't move unless someone was clearly pushing it, and I mean clearly. Though we did have a laugh. We called Gary a moron and we forgot about it. But Gary wouldn't let it drop. Maybe a week or so later, he brings it again. He took it home, but I don't remember seeing him with it when we walked home. Anyway, do it proper this time, he says. So we did. We sat down again, fingers on the glass, and we tried to take it serious, even just to placate Gary. So we asked serious questions. Is there anyone there? This time it moved, but different. I still thought someone was pushing it. I thought Gary was. He thought I was. But it was moving more definite. Spelled out a few letters. Nothing that made sense. Then someone asked, what's your name? It spelt O-L-E. O-L-E-N. Olen. Well, I've never heard a name like that before. The atmosphere changed, and it's hard to explain. We'd been still having a bit of a laugh, but suddenly no one was laughing. The air felt heavier. Gary said, "Come on, who's pushing it?" We all swore we weren't, but proper seriously now, no joking. I had my fingers on that glass, and I swear I felt it pull. Not someone pushing it in a direction, but getting pulled towards the wall, where no one was sat. We stopped for a bit, sat in that candlelight, just looking at each other. Then someone said, "Ask it something else." So, fingers back on the glass, we asked a few more questions. Stupid stuff at first. "Where are you from? How old are you?" The glass moved, but it didn't spell anything that made sense. Then, out of nowhere, it spelled out, "I know you." And it moved towards Gary. To try and break how scared we must have all felt, we all went, "Ooh," and smiled, but Gary didn't smile. He stared at the glass and said, "What's my middle name?" The glass perfectly spelled Francis. Gary went white. And that's when things got weird, because none of us knew Gary had a middle name. He never told anyone. It was Francis. He seemed embarrassed and terrified. He pulled his hands away and said, "Sod this." And that was it. We packed up. No one was laughing. Third time, a week later, we're back there. Don't ask me why. Stupid, I know. But we were kids and kids do stupid things. And we did it again. The Ouija board. And this time it's different again. It starts telling us things about each of us. Private things. It told one lad his dad was having it away with someone from the pub. Another that his mum was pregnant but hadn't told anyone. It told me something about my sister that I won't repeat here, but it's true. And there was no way any of those lot could have known. The glass was moving fast now, really fast. We're all outwardly accusing each other of pushing it, but I could tell we all knew no one was. And the feeling in that room, Christ, it felt like there was something pressing down on us. Cold, really cold. One of the candles went out, even though there was no breeze. That was enough. We stopped, packed it away, and we agreed that we were never going to do it again. And we didn't. But we kept going to the den. Habit, I suppose. About a week later, we turn up and someone has scratched into the plaster on the right wall in big letters, a few feet high. O-L-E-N. Personally, I can find it really hard to focus, and as a non-drinker, I can also find it tricky to try and wind down. And how you go about finding your personal vibe is your individual choice. Do you know there's a 100% American farm-grown online cannabis company that ship federally legal THC direct to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients so they can target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And our listeners get 20% off their first order at Mood.com with the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that just get you high. Mood gummies are optimized so it can take as little as 15 minutes to take you to the mood you desire. Like the Mind Magic gummies for creativity and focus. Or PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings. And there's a plethora of other gummies for you to find your perfect mood. These days we all know gummies just to get high can be bought from just about anywhere. But Mood have changed the game by combining premium federally legal THC with targeted
hundreds of botanicals to help you get in the perfect mood in as little as 15 minutes with no dispensary lines or no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered discreetly to your door. Best of all, not only is every mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as mentioned, our listeners can get 20% off their first order by entering the promo code DARKPARANORMAL. So go to mood.com and find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood find your perfect mood. And don't forget to enter the promo code DARKPARANORMAL for 20% off.
Well, the holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic, because Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful. They have thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you literally won't find anywhere else. And you'll find those presents that say, I know you, I know what you like, I know what you love. And the chances of you giving someone a present they already have are exceptionally small. There is an artistry set that I've just bought for my little niece, and I know it's a one-of-a-kind, and she will adore it. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting those artists, those small businesses, and every purchase is a chance to choose something remarkable and feel good about where your money goes. Because with every purchase you make with Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice, donating more than $3.1 million to date. And they have something for everyone, mums, dads, kids, teens, book lovers, gardeners, mixologists, you name it. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
You know, this holiday season, comfort isn't about finding more hustle. It's about slowing down, finding calm amidst the chaos, and creating a home that truly restores you. And that's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in, because you can create your own natural holiday oasis, because Avocado transforms your home into a peaceful grounding retreat with their products made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort, so you can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Every Avocado product is thoughtfully made with the planet and you in mind, and you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you're bringing into your home. And there are easy financing options with a firm to make your purchase more accessible. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
We all looked at each other. Which one of you did that? Someone must have come back on their own and done that. But everyone denied it. And I looked at their faces and they were scared. And I mean properly scared. No one was taking the piss. No one was laughing. We kept using the base for a bit, but it felt wrong after that. No one wanted to be there on their own. No one wanted to be the last one to leave. The place just felt wrong. One of the lads, Charlie, had found a new place, an allotment round the back of Blackheath. The council had closed it down and it was all overgrown. He'd snuck through a gap in the fence and forced open one of the sheds. It was a decent size, dry, it had a couple of old chairs in it, so we started going there instead. It was great for a few weeks, it felt really normal, safe. We'd hang about, chat, smoke, all the usual. Then someone mentioned Olin. I can't even remember who. They just mentioned the name. And this lad, and I won't use his real name, I'll call him Charlie still, the one who found the shed. He said he'd been reading about contacting spirits and said we didn't need a Ouija board, we could do it with a pendulum. Simpler than a Ouija board, just yes or no answers. Most of us, after the experience in the flat, said no. But Charlie then pulled out one he'd already made. He said he took his mum's old necklace, a thin chain, and he'd attached an AC/DC badge to the bottom, the metal pin kind. Again, it was a case of him saying come on and us saying no, and again, eventually, we say all right, but But if we're doing it, we're doing it properly. So we agreed to do it the following night, bringing extra candles with us to make sure we were all lit and could see each other. Well, that was a suggestion from one of the lads who ended up saying he wasn't coming. He wanted to try and make it really safe, but still bottled out. The rest of us agreed to meet. Stupid, like I said, but we were kids. So we did it. We met at the shed, and just as the sky was turning totally black, the four of us walked around the shed lighting the candles we bought. It actually really made the place very bright. Charlie placed two chairs together to act like a table and we knelt, two of us either side. I was next to Charlie. He pulled out his pendulum and then he pulled out a piece of paper with things he'd written on it. An invitation, he called it. It was all clearly made up. All, we call upon the spirit of Olin, and that sort of tripe. We would have all laughed, but when he said the name Olin, everyone went quiet. You could feel it. That same heavy feeling from before. Charlie held the pendulum up and let it hang, resting his elbow on the chair. He moved it back and forth with his other hand and said, "This is yes, Olin." Then he stopped it. He moved it side to side and said, "And this is no, Olin." He steadied it with his hand, then put his hand down so he's just holding the pendulum and says, "Olin, are you ready to begin?" We all sat there, silently, just watching that pendulum, watching Charlie's hand, making sure he wasn't moving it, he wasn't trying to have us off. The pendulum hung there, still. Nothing happened. I was about to say, "This is a load of nonsense." But as I opened my mouth, Charlie's head snapped back like someone had grabbed his hair and yanked it. His chair shot backwards about 3 feet, fast, and tipped forward, throwing him out of the chair. He went down, hitting the floor like a sack of spuds. Then, in one movement, the candles all go out, all 8 of them, just like that. I have never heard lads scream like that. We all ran to the door, Charlie scrambling up from the floor, yelling to get out. Someone kicked the door, it flew open and we all piled out into the dark, running through the allotment, jumping over the fence, crawling under the fence. None of us stopped until we were on that main road. We didn't say a word. None of us spoke a thing as we walked home. Even 30 minutes after, we were all still heavily breathing like we'd ran a marathon. We started seeing less of each other, started hanging about in smaller groups, splitting off. We started going round each other's houses instead. Normal stuff, safe stuff. I still don't know what happened. Part of me thinks it could have just been us scaring ourselves. Group hysteria or whatever they call it. But another part of me knows what I felt. That pull on the glass. That cold. That feeling of something being there with us. Charlie, not his real name, the one with the pendulum. He killed himself in 97. I wasn't close with him by any means by then. None of us were really in touch anymore. I still went to the funeral. I saw some of the other lads too. Of course, we didn't talk about it. Any of it. I can't stand here and tell you Olin was real. I don't know what we were talking to in that flat, in that shed. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was something. But I do know I've never touched a Ouija board since, and I'll never again. I've heard you talk about skeptics who, despite not believing, would still never use a Ouija board. Well, I'd say that's me now. That's it, really. That's what happened. You can make of it what you will. John. Well, John, firstly, thank you so much for sincerely giving us a minisode that genuinely between me and the small team has become our favourite minisode we've ever received. And I don't know whether it was the candidness that you shared your experience with, but there's something about this which screams authenticity. And to all of our listeners out there, if you think I was trying to put an accent on during that, That's actually my normal accent. It's because I've had a really bad throat, and when I try and pronounce things clearly, sometimes it makes it worse at this moment. It is getting much better, thankfully. However, speaking in my natural accent, it's not as bad. So if you're wondering why today's episode sounded a little bit more Scouse than usual, that's why. However, the one point that I did want to make about this amazing minisode is divination. We all think of the Ouija board being a no-go area, or many people do. But things like pendulums, dowsing, etc., even tarot cards, people seem to be okay with that. It's all an act of divination. A pendulum, as is proven in this experience, is just as dangerous as a Ouija board. And when I say as dangerous, I mean within the context people give danger to a Ouija board. You're carrying out the same operation. You're communing with the dead, or you're communing with an entity of sorts. To use a very bad analogy, it's like if I send you a text message or I give you a phone call. You're still getting information from me, either via voice or via letters. I suppose it's arguably even more dangerous to use a pendulum because, as we all know in terms of writing, etc., texts can be misconstrued. So can yes and no answers, if you're trying to have any sort of information given back from the other side. And we'll end this minisode with something that made me laugh very shortly during reading this experience. And that was, I once went out with a girl when I was about 22, and we were having a horror movie night. I took the Exorcist video around to her home, and her mother made me leave it under their car. She wouldn't have it in the house. So it is a genuine thing, this not allowing the Exorcist in any way, shape or form into people's homes. As bizarre as that may seem. But John, thank you so much for a truly memorable minisode. And for everyone, stay safe, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.